Oh, hi, podcast listeners, and welcome back to the Draft Feels podcast. If you've not heard our first two episodes yet, please check them out. They're about Castlevania 3 and Mega Man 2. Please get in touch if you like the podcast or have ideas or comments. Social media coordinates can be found at the end of the episode. Also, we're now on iTunes, Stitcher, and as of a few days ago, Google Play. There should be a link in the show notes if you want to subscribe. It's also on the website. Please rate the podcast and give it a review too. This podcast is going to be a mix of my favorite overworld themes. As I've been making notes for potential episodes, something that comes up over and over again is the excellence of a game's theme. Sometimes my strongest memories are completely connected to the theme of the game and cannot be unconnected, such as our first game, which is Castlevania II: Simon's Quest. Castlevania 2 was what someone on the Player One podcast recently called the first cohesive world they remember playing. I completely agree. Despite being small by today's standards, Castlevania 2 was innovative in how it combined RPG elements with the side-scrolling aesthetic of the first Castlevania game. It also scaled depending on what direction you took. If you headed left, you were in for brutal fights against enemies you probably will not defeat. If you go right, you can begin moving through the standard track of the game. The left path makes it very clear to stay out until you are ready. I wouldn't even suggest trying to use it to grind, like the Hall of Giants from Final Fantasy. Castlevania II's overworld theme is absolutely a classic and would be remade over and over again in later games. My favorite version is in Rondo of Blood, but Castlevania II's is exciting, fast, and keeps a tense pace at just over a minute. Hearing this over and over takes me straight back to a certain time and place in my life. Castlevania 2 was one of the first games I beat, and the anxiety I felt as I got closer and closer to the end was heightened by this amazing music. Seriously, it just gets me pumped up to hear this right now. River City Ransom was another game I loved as a kid. The combination of Double Dragon-style fighting with some RPG elements was innovative and cool. The idea of having to grind a bit in a fighting game felt really new to me. I was obsessed with this game. I remember going slowly through it and not having much success when just trying to bash my way through different parts of it, or trying to just run through. I got comfortable fighting each boss and gradually got to the end of the game, which has a cameo from, speaking of, the Double Dragon theme. In the past couple months, I've been playing River City Ransom on my 3DS. It's a lot harder than I remember. We'll do an episode on it soon. I'm glad to not have to put in those horribly long passwords anymore. The main theme for River City Ransom bops along with you as you kick and punch your way through the game. I'd kind of forgotten that there are a bunch of other themes in the game, but they're pretty cool too. still prefer the first Zelda game, which we're going to do an episode on pretty soon, but I think the best version of the classic theme is from A Link to the Past. I never actually owned A Link to the Past until college, because a friend had it when we were growing up, and we just played it at his house. For some reason, we rotated through the game. I would play for some parts, and then his brother would play, and then he would play too. I know this is probably unpopular, but I'm not a big fan of the Zelda games that come after this one. A Link to the Past is a classic though, and well worth your time if you're only familiar with newer games. I was never that good at simulation games like SimCity, but that never stopped me from playing them. I am especially enamored with the Super Nintendo version, which one of the fantasy novel-loving friends I mentioned in our episode about Castlevania 3 was really, really good at. He built this incredible city that wowed me. I could get through a few development stages in the game, but then something would go wrong and I could never rectify it. Every so often for years I would start a new game and play 10 to 20 hours just for the heck of it. What I love about SimCity, though, is the music. It is equal parts cool SNES music, and also very calm and soothing. I listen to this game's soundtrack while grading papers a lot in my office. It's my favorite part of the game, and I've realized that it also brought me back to the game over and over again. Thank you. Final Fantasy IV may be my favorite game of all time. Our next episode is going to take a look at my experiences of the game and how it is my major memory of the night of Y2K. The overworld theme brings back a lot of memories for me, which we'll go into detail about next time. I'm doing a playthrough of the game right now. I just started the third part, and it's just as good as I remember it being. Again, the Draft Feels podcast is written, edited, produced, and performed by William Wend. You can follow me on Twitter at WPWEND. Draft Feels Pod is the username to follow on Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, and Twitter. We also have a YouTube page that's linked on the website. You can subscribe via RSS, SoundCloud, or on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher. Links are on the website. Please make sure that you rate and review the podcast. Thanks for listening, and hopefully you will check out our current and previous episodes. Okay, see you.